Ever dreamed of making $500 before your morning coffee? Day trading isn't just for Wall Street veterans. It's a structured business requiring intellectual discipline comparable to medicine or law. The fundamental concept involves capitalizing on intraday price movements without holding positions overnight. Unlike swing trading, which involves holding positions for days or weeks, day trading requires rapid decision-making and immediate execution. Your arsenal includes two primary weapons: buying long, purchasing shares expecting them to rise, and selling short, borrowing shares to sell high and buy back low. As a retail trader, you're not competing directly with Wall Street giants. You're employing guerrilla warfare tactics, targeting specific opportunities institutions might overlook while they move massive volumes through algorithms. Why do some traders consistently profit while others blow up their accounts? The answer rarely lies in stock selection. It's almost always about superior risk management. Trading without proper risk controls is like driving blindfolded. Eventually, you'll crash. The first principle is accepting that losses are inevitable. Even the best strategy won't win every time, making loss management crucial. Our psychology works against us. We tend to take profits quickly but procrastinate when facing losses, hoping the market will come back. Professional traders establish clear risk parameters before entering positions, typically risking only 1 to 2% of their account on any single trade, and stick to these limits religiously. The ideal risk-reward ratio should be at least 1 to 2, meaning your potential profit should be twice your potential loss. If a setup doesn't offer this favorable ratio, simply walk away. Remember, you don't need to catch every move, just the ones with favorable odds. Trading isn't one size fits all. Your personality, risk tolerance, schedule, and financial situation all influence which strategies work best for you. Begin by mastering a single approach that resonates with your style. Are you patient enough for reversal trades? Do you prefer the quick pace of momentum strategies? Focus exclusively on your chosen strategy until achieving consistent results before expanding. With thousands of stocks trading daily, how do you find the handful worth your attention? The key lies in identifying alpha predators, stocks moving independently due to specific catalysts. These exhibit higher relative volume than their typical daily average, signaling unusual interest. The catalysts might include earnings reports, FDA decisions, analyst changes, merger announcements, or other significant news. Stocks fall into different categories based on price and float, available shares for trading. Low float stocks under $10 are highly volatile, perfect for momentum strategies. Medium float stocks between $10 to $100 work well for VWAP and support resistance plays. Mega cap stocks over $100 suit reversal and moving average strategies. Develop a morning routine to create a pre-market watch list focusing on stocks showing significant gap and volume. Throughout the day, use real-time scanners to identify unusual activity. Remember, quality trumps quantity. It's better to execute 3 well-planned trades than 20 haphazard ones. Trade like a sniper, not a machine gunner. Would you try building a house with just a hammer? Similarly, day trading requires specific tools designed for the job. Selecting the right broker forms the foundation. Interactive Brokers stands out for cost efficiency and reliability. Understand that brokers offer leverage, the ability to trade with more money than you've deposited, which amplifies both gains and losses. Ever looked at a stock chart and felt like you were deciphering hieroglyphics? Candlestick patterns provide a visual language revealing the psychology behind price movements. Each candlestick represents a specific time period and shows 4 crucial price points: open, close, high, and low. The body represents the distance between opening and closing prices. A green body indicates buyers were in control, while a red body signals sellers dominated. The wicks extending from the body show the highest and lowest prices reached. These visual representations reveal market psychology at a glance. Long green candles suggest strong buying pressure, while long red candles indicate seller dominance. certain formations carry particular significance. Spinning tops, small bodies with long wicks, signal market indecision. Dojis, where opening and closing prices are virtually identical, represent equilibrium between buyers and sellers, often appearing at potential turning points. Understanding these patterns doesn't require memorizing hundreds of formations. Focus on grasping the underlying psychology of the ongoing battle between buyers and sellers. The ABCD pattern represents one of the most reliable day trading strategies. It begins with point A at a relative low, then makes a strong upward move to point B. At B, some traders take profits, causing a pullback to point C, typically retracing 38 to 62% of the A to B move. Finally, if buying interest remains strong, price breaks out again toward point D. The bull flag forms when a stock makes a strong initial upward move, the flagpole, followed by consolidation, the flag. This consolidation represents temporary equilibrium between profit takers and new buyers. When buying pressure eventually overcomes selling pressure, the stock breaks out and continues upward. Both strategies work particularly well with stocks experiencing unusual volume due to specific catalysts. Timing is critical. Enter during breakouts when price exceeds the upper boundary of consolidation areas on increasing volume. Risk management becomes particularly important due to volatility. Place stop losses below key support levels to protect against false breakouts. Markets, like pendulums, rarely maintain extreme positions for long. Reversal trading capitalizes on these turning points, targeting stocks that have made strong moves and show signs of exhaustion. For top reversals, look for overbought indicators and bearish candlestick patterns at resistance levels. For bottom reversals, seek oversold conditions and bullish patterns at support levels. Support and resistance represent horizontal price levels where stocks previously reversed direction. Think of them as floors and ceilings created by market psychology. These form because traders who missed buying at previous lows often wait for price to return before entering. Similarly, those who failed to sell at previous highs take the opportunity when price revisits that level. The strategy is straightforward. Buy near support when price shows signs of bouncing, or sell/short near resistance when price indicates it may turn down. Risk management is particularly clean. Place stops just beyond the level being tested. When support or resistance breaks, these levels often flip roles. Broken resistance becomes new support, and broken support becomes new resistance. Speed is critical in day trading, with seconds determining profit or loss on stock spikes. Your platform must enable rapid execution through hotkeys, while specialized scanners like Trade Ideas help identify opportunities based on your parameters. A community of fellow traders provides vital emotional support and practical insights. Quality trading rooms offer real-time strategy discussions, though always conduct your own analysis rather than blindly following others' trades. Practice with trading simulators, treating them as seriously as live trading. Keep detailed records of entries, position management, and potential improvements. Document not just what you traded, but your reasoning and execution. Success isn't linear. Expect challenges even with solid strategies. Approach setbacks analytically, using them to refine your methods. Markets constantly evolve, requiring traders to maintain a learning mindset while following a structured process from preparation through execution to reflection.